Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cooking with Positivity. I am your host, Zykia McCoy. And here at Cooking with Positivity, we like to focus on positivity leading to success, whether that be in your business, in your love life, or in your everyday decision making. I'm going to go ahead and kick us off with our positivity poem for the month. It's August, folks. It's time to celebrate. It's time to lift our heads up and elevate. We're here to provide you with something you can embrace. Help us gain some clarity. It's time to help spread this positivity. We'll be right back. In this world, we are faced with so many injustices. Our rights are being taken away left and right. So, I want you to use your voice positively. If you see something, say something. If you know something is wrong, say something. If you see someone being mistreated for the color of their skin, for the neighborhood that they live in, just for being human, say something. Because we know all lives matter. But in this fight to survive, Black lives matter. VIP promotions are right here at Cooking with Positivity. We provide you with not only promotion on every episode of the month here on Cooking with Positivity, but a video to accompany your promotion to be shared on all social media platforms, as well as an interview and a product review. So, for just $100, you could become a VIP CWP member. Promote with us today. Welcome back, guys. We are joined by our co-host and family member, Lisa Deshawn. Lisa, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. You know, it's my month. I'm in high vibration all month right. long.
I'm all right now. Okay.
I love to celebrate myself.
That's good.
You know that. I don't get to do that often.
Yeah.
You know, they say people who celebrate themselves too much are narcissistic, but I feel like I do it the right amount, you know.
Okay. That's good. I mean, I never heard that. Celebrating yourself too much, you're not, you know, a narcissist.
Yeah, people have said that. And I'm a Leo, so people already think I'm kind of narcissistic.
Okay.
Or self-absorbed.
No.
Which I don't see. Like I said, I don't see it.
I
appreciate it. Because they be having me out here feeling bad about myself sometimes. I be like, dang. Am I a little all about me? But I am all about me this month. And my sisters and my daughter, because they share this month with me.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But that's our question for this week is, how do you celebrate yourself? Now, how do you celebrate yourself, Lisa?
How do I celebrate myself? Ooh. You know, just to be honest with you, I don't know if I have or not celebrated myself. What does celebrating yourself, you know, entail?
Okay, well, for me, I celebrate myself in a various different ways.
Okay.
Like, okay, if I achieve a business goal, I make sure I celebrate myself on a personal level.
Okay.
Because if we are always focused on the business, we can lose ourselves. And if we're always worried about the next step without celebrating that achievement, then we can get lost in that too. So I always try to make sure, like, if I do put something in the business and I achieve that goal, say we got new followers or new listeners or whatever case, I always try to celebrate myself and pat myself on the back for, you know, doing a good job to get those people aged enough to listen and stick with us.
Okay.
And as far as on a personal level, like, if I feel like I've done a good job year round, as far as my kids are good, house good, I'm good, I feel like I need to treat myself. It could be a day alone where I just need to be by myself and have that positive energy, you know, treat myself, get myself a nice bag or something. It just depends on, you know, what you're doing for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can dig that. And, I do that, you know, when I accomplish something, and I feel really good about it. And, I suppose I do celebrate myself, this, you know, especially, you know, this entrepreneur game. You know, you close a deal, you close a good deal, or even if you have somebody on your team that closed the deal, and they make you a part of it, that's what's up. I definitely celebrate that. You know?
And that is for sure. We need to learn how to celebrate our wins and our accomplishments more.
Okay.
Because I found that, you know, when we don't, like I said, we get lost in it. Like, we had over 1,000 downloads in these past 2 months.
Oh, nice.
Didn't even pay it any mind, you know, until I was looking at the numbers and the analytics. And I was like, oh, wow.
That's great.
Yeah, so we need to celebrate that. We need to celebrate us more.
Right.
And with that good energy, that good celebration energy, comes good vibes and get them good endorphins pumping.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm all about the good endorphins, girl. You know that. I love to be happy.
Absolutely. Man, who doesn't want to be happy, okay?
Well, we got some glumpy grumps out here.
They better stop being grumpy and live their best life.
I know that's right.
Stop and live their best life and stop thinking about all the stuff that you don't have.
Right.
Or that you don't want. Start thinking about the things that you do want. It's such a beautiful thing. You know, I remember that I had real bad thinking. And I always talked about what I did.
Right.
I don't want this. I don't want that to happen. You know. You know, always thinking about the don't wants. Think about what you want, and you're going to attract more of that.
For sure.
And it actually works. It actually works.
Oh, yes.
If you're thinking about you want more money, you don't have more money. And I'm telling you, people probably don't realize how strong this mind that we have is, you know, and how powerful our words are.
Oh, yes, that power of the word and manifestation is one of the grandest tools we have in our arsenal.
Yes, indeed. You know, I remember back in the 90s, I remember this specifically. I said, man, you know what? I want a new coat. Right. And my girlfriend, her mother, she dressed to the nine, man. I'm telling you, dressed to the nine. I mean, from head to toe. OK. okay, have on designer stuff and didn't pay full price for anything, right? At least you didn't have to. My girlfriend comes and says, I'm bringing up you these things over that my mom has. She told me to give them to you. Girl, I had like 10 pairs of designer pumps, some dresses, and guess what I had? I said, I needed a new coat. She sent me 3 new coats.
Look at that. 3 of them.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, I mean, that's how powerful, and I said it out loud. I said, I want me a new coat. I said it out loud, you know, just in the room looking in my closet, you know, just going through stuff. And that's what happened. So our words are very powerful. Speak those things that you do want out loud.
Out loud. And if you want
out loud.
And if you want other people to celebrate you and your accomplishments, you speak that to the universe too, because it comes.
I'm telling you,
it comes.
Our words are so powerful. Our thoughts are so powerful.
Oh yes. I was just watching Bresha Webb's interview on Kev on Stage.
Uh-huh.
And she was telling a story about how she got on the Marlon show.
Uh-huh.
Now, she says she saw Marlon Wayans at a red light. Mm. And she was just being her. And she said, I'm going to see you on set one day. We're going to work together one day.
Yeah.
And he said, okay. And years down the line, he seen her in a comedy club.
Uh-huh.
And he loved her set.
Wow.
And he came up to her and he said, you look real familiar. And she was like, I was the girl at the stoplight. I ran into you at the stoplight.
Right.
And he called her to open up for him.
That's amazing.
The next time he had a show.
That is
and
amazing.
She killed it. And then she ended up on the show.
The front door.
And you see how she manifests that. It ain't show up the way she thought it was. It didn't show up the way she wanted it to show up. But she's been in multiple projects with Marlon Wayans since she ran into him at that stoplight.
Planted that seed.
Yes, and told him, I'm going to see you on set one day. She didn't know that man.
And see, you know what? And she could have took it a step further, you know, and said, you know, been more specific about the date. She said one day. You understand what I'm saying? So, can you imagine if she said, I'm going to be on a set with you on such and such and such? Okay.
And that right there, that proves, and I hear a lot of stories like that, not only in the industry, but in, you know, in my friends' lives. That's why I'm so adamant on everybody making sure they're careful with what they say out their mouth.
Yes.
Because if you always saying negative things out your mouth, of course negativity is gonna come at you.
The more you look, we have to be careful on what comes out of our mouth and also our thoughts. You have to be careful because, like I said, the more you speak on it, that's the more you're gonna receive. The more you think on it, the more you're gonna receive of that thing. So that's why we have to change that mindset. We gotta flip that thing. You know, the scriptures say, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Look at that right there. Okay, hello, amen. Say it again.
We gotta do it. we gotta do it. Stop thinking. I'm telling you, this positive thinking journey, it'll take you a long way. See how much more abundance you will receive if you just change your mind. You just change your thought process. You just speak the right things. You we're talking about celebrating ourselves. Start praising, you know, yourself. Start praising, you know, the things that you do have. Start being grateful, more grateful that you have. I'm telling you, you're going to get more of that.
And that is for certain, like, when I'm looking down my timeline, and I don't do this often because, like I said, I got a lot of different family and friends that are not on the positive train. Let's just say that.
You're not alone.
They always, oh, woe is me.
Yes.
Oh, I can't. And I don't have. And oh, I need. And oh, I wish. And oh,
right.
I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, okay. I know Facebook is not the place to air out your business.
Right.
But it's also not the place to be, you know, fake about your life. If you are going through hardships,
mm-hmm.
understandable. But how are you turning that hardship around?
Right, right, right. What are you doing about that thing?
Yes.
Are you you're constantly harping on that thing? You know, I'm not saying that, you know, I hear a few people say, well, it's going on. I can't stop thinking about it. Yes, you can. Think about the things. Think about the great things that's going on in your life instead of the things that, you know, got your panties in a bunch.
Or think about that solution to that thing.
There you go.
On the flip side of this, okay, I need rental assistance.
Yes.
Okay, what can I do
mm-hmm.
to not only achieve rental assistance,
right.
I can call multiple programs, or I can sit back and cry about it.
Right.
Or I can try to come up with a business idea, something to sell.
Girl.
Aside something
yes
to generate more income.
Don't sleep on that side hustle.
No, and that's for sure. That's another reason why I brought it up, because you started the group.
Yes.
And it don't made me go, I've had a side hustle all my life.
Hey, listen,
side hustle turned main hustle.
Yes.
And then accumulate other side hustles, because I'm always looking for the solution.
Right.
No matter what the problem is,
right.
I'm always looking for the solution. Now, I may vent to y'all every once in a while, but when I'm done venting, I always be like, I know this is going to work out. I know I'm going to get to the other side of this, because I feel
right.
that. In my
that's
spirit.
That's some good thinking. That's some good thinking. Yes.
And sometimes I understand you got to get it out. But then after you got it out, now what?
Mm-hmm.
What comes now? What's the other part of this?
Right, right, right.
Like, where are we going from here?
Mm-hmm.
And like right. you said, this thinking will keep you in that negative space.
Absolutely.
And it not only pull you down, but everybody around you will feel down and drawn out and dragged. Nobody wants to deal with that.
No, not at all. You know, sometimes when I get on the, you know, I'm in a certain space, and then I have somebody call me, and they call me with some BS.
Mm-hmm.
That we talked about before, and we talked about the solution, but they still on what they don't want,
right?
And I politely say, well, you know what, girl, let's talk about something else. Okay?
Right.
We gotta flip this thing. You gotta think about. So what are you gonna do about the situation? Because I don't want to revisit this thing again. Because, you know, some of those conversations, they really will bring you down and change your energy.
Oh, yes.
If you let it.
And I'm all for protecting my energy and protecting my positive space.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
When I have a person, and I have a few friends that do this.
Right.
Like, they'll tell me what they're going through. They'll vent. And I won't say anything. I'll just let them get it off their chest or whatever.
Right.
And then
right.
I'll always go, well, are you looking for me to add to advice, try to figure out a solution, or are you just trying to vent? Let me
right.
know what we're doing here
right.
before I go further. And if you're like, okay, I want your opinion, or I want, you know, your advice or whatever the case, and I give you my opinion on the subject, or I give you possible solutions, and you still say, but, or I can't, or that's right. not, this is what I'm going to do. All right. So I'm going to let you figure that out. And like you said, we can talk about something else.
Right. Or just bring you some, just talking about some negative stuff that happened, and then you, and you done heard it like 3 different times.
Oh yeah, girl, I get that too.
I don't want to talk about that. It's exhausting. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I got friends that complain about their circle. Okay, well, who's in control of your circle?
That's right. You could change that thing up.
Exactly. Who is in charge of your circle?
And I keep telling people, I'm a big advocate on, okay, if you're not feeding me positively, you can take your negative energy and sit at another table.
Exactly.
I don't do that.
I agree. And you know what? When I say that, I don't want to talk about that no more. And they flip it because they know I ain't into all of that. It'd be too much.
It's too heavy. And that is the thing. And I talked with one of my good friends about this the other day. All right? Mm-hmm. It's the burdens we place on each other.
Uh-huh.
Right? And a lot of the time, some people come in our lives and they don't realize the undue burden they're putting on us. Mm-hmm. Even though they offer positive attributes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, okay, you get me furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you tell me, oh, I don't want nobody sleeping on this furniture. But I have relatives, come to spend a night.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to sleep on the floor. Like, so now that's an undue burden. Because I appreciate the positive. I appreciate you. Providing me with furniture.
Right.
But now you're putting this undue burden on me because now I have to monitor people sleeping on my couch. Oh, no, get up. No, you can't sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
So now that's something else I have to solve.
Yeah.
So I want people to be mindful of that as well. When you are venting or, talking to your friends, understand, like, of course, here for you, want to help you, but if you're just shedding so you can unburden yourself,
right,
then you need to get a therapist,
right?
Because now I'm worried about your situation, I'm worried about if you're okay, I'm worried about if that situation is still affecting you negatively.
Right.
Which has now turned into my burden.
See what I'm saying?
Because I'm worried about you. Mm-hmm. And if I don't hear from you, and you don't let me know, okay, everything is cool, I done figured it out, everything is copacetic.
Right.
I'm over here biting my nails like, okay, I hope she's all right, or I hope he's all right. I hope this is not affecting him still. Even though it's affecting me, and you could be over there, oh, lolly, because I done unburdened myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I try to make sure, like, when I am venting,
uh-huh,
I make it known, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking for you to give me a solution. I just need to get it off my chest. And I let you make the decision, like, okay, I want to hear this or not. I can deal with this or not. You feel me? And then we can move on from there.
Right.
And a lot of the times when we ask that question, how are you? A lot of people like to rattle off all of the negative that's going on with them.
Mm.
And that's not good.
Because
when I ask, how are you? I'm asking, how are you mentally, emotionally, physically?
Right.
You woke up this morning. Thank you. People didn't.
Right.
You know, you had a meal today. Thank you, because a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
So when we go along those lines, you're good. Then if you still need to, you know, vent or whatever, then yeah, we can have that conversation, of course.
Right.
But don't be the first, oh, I'm doing so bad. Oh, I got these bills. Oh, I can't sleep. Oh, I didn't eat. Like, don't hit me with that. Like, fresh off. Because that's letting me know you coming from a negative place already.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even in the positive atmosphere. With acknowledging, like you said, those things that you are already blessed with, that you already have.
But we can figure out why aren't you getting any sleep? What's going on with you? You know, what's on your mind? I mean, you know, and like I said, you know, stuff that we don't want, stuff that we're going through, you know, it can tend to cause you not to have to get any sleep, not to get any rest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so we got to figure that thing out. Okay, well, what's the solution to this thing? You know, what's the solution to this thing? How can we fix this?
And a lot of the times, most things can be solved by just letting it go. By just letting it go. Give it to whoever you praise. Give it to the universe. Give it to God. Give it to Jesus. Give it to whoever your Most High is. Give it to them.
Right.
And let it be worked out. And manifest that it will be worked out.
Absolutely.
And don't put no more worry and no more stress on yourself.
Yeah.
Especially if you've done all you can. If you know you made all the phone calls, you've wrote all the emails, you've contacted all you can, and you've done all you can, you've earned every cent that you can, let it be.
Yeah.
That's sometimes, and most of the time, the solution is just let it be. And once you do that, and you see how the things work out in your favor, then you celebrate yourself. Look, I did everything I can. And look at that. It done worked out.
That's right.
And I'm here now. I'm on the other side of that thing.
There you go.
And I don't care what nobody says. The power of positivity is one of the greatest powers we have.
Yes.
If you look to be positive, then more positive things come your way. I believe that wholeheartedly. If you continue to manifest positive things into your life, I believe more positive things come your way. And on that note, y'all, we'll be right back. I am woman. Hear me roar. I have the right to say what I do with my body. I have the right to say no. I have the right to say yes. I have the right to say not now. I am woman. I have rights. Hear me roar. Be sure to join us Thursday for some Throwback Thursday vibes. We're going to go back in time to some of our favorite tunes, get your opinions on your favorite song of that artist, and just vibe out. So be sure to join us Thursday for Throwback Thursday. Do Do you want to promote your business or products right here on Cooking with Positivity, but not sure you have the whole 100? We have an additional great PIP package just for you, where you can advertise with us and promote your products and your business right here for $50. Yes, I said it, $50. You'll get the same great video to share on your social media platform, and you'll get the same great promotion for half of the month right here on Cooking with Positivity. So hurry up and fill out your form so you can become a PIP member today. And that was our song association. Thank you for your participation. Be sure to continue to play along. Our new word for next week is fire. And remember the rules, guys. It has to have the word fire in the lyrics or in the title of the song. It cannot be the artist. I know a lot of you guys were trying to Summer Walker this thing with summer. It has to be in the title of the song or the lyrics. We'll be right back. Are you a musical artist looking to promote your work? Are you looking for a platform to spread the word about your amazing music, platform, albums, etc.? Well, look no further than Cooking with Positivity. We love to help artists spread the word about their music. Just be sure to send us your latest song that you would like to promote and let us know about your musical background. Give us a history of your musical journey and let us promote you and reach for the stars together. Be sure to check out this artist, producer, beat maker, and all-around creator, Turn Me Up Loco, on all your streaming platforms.
Hey, turn that shit up, loco.
Late night trip to the spot. That ain't really making me high. Tell me what you got on your mind. Why you really hitting my line? I ain't here to waste no time. Tell me why I'm on your mind. Damn, I'm really hitting your spot. You don't need what you got.
Are you loving? Be sure to check out this up-and-coming artist, J Queen, on all streaming platforms.
I just came through. A lot of haters in here, so I keep it confidential. Fuck your whole crew. My whole team looking like we so presidential. You must be out your fucking mental. I just play niggas like Super Nintendo. Ooh, always rolling Super Extendos. Nigga, get up off me. What the fuck you tryna offer me? You can't fuck with me. Talk to me. You ain't on my level. Don't be stalking me.
New York's own international team is back. And he is war ready. Be sure to check him out on all streaming platforms.
I'm masked up and already. Knife work sitting hold steady. Gangsta moving like Pesci. All you niggas get ready. Sniper sitting on the roof. That's 85 for the coupe. I'm so much of a boss. I bought a yacht just to cruise. Chrome Thule on deck. I squeeze till nothing left. I've been about that mess. All I do is smell death. A monster in my own right. I robbed him just off spite. Put his body on ice. This the wrong time to be nice. War ready. War ready.
Let's go.
War ready. War ready. We mob. War ready. War ready. War ready. War ready. We mob. I'm putting niggas in they lane. Please, money ain't a thing. 20,000 on his head. Have Mitch blow out his brains. Known for putting in pain. See the spark from the flame.
And our new complete the lyrics for this week is Mary J. Blige, I'm Going Down.
Time on my head. Since you've been away, boy, I ain't got no plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly.
All you have to do is complete the lyrics. We'll be right back. Are you looking to take an adventure without leaving your home? Do you need to get out of the doghouse or spruce up your website? It may be time for you to check out Zakiya McCoy, the author, with tons of books on Amazon, from fiction to cookbooks. Also providing editing services, special occasion poems, content writing for personal emails, websites, and blogs. You can check out Zakiya McCoy on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Zakiya McCoy, the author on Facebook, and Word Lovers Welcome blog. Is the CWP Writer Society. That is right. I'm calling all my poets, all my artists, all my writers. If you have a piece of work that you would like to share with the CWP family, hit us up right here and we will play your writing work, whether it be lyrics to a song, whether it be a poem, whether it be a scene or monologue, you want to show you got acting skills and script skills, hit us up right here and we will air it out. And I'm going to kick us. Thank you, Angel. You are correct. And our new list of ingredients is butter, onions, celery, black pepper, Obey seasoning, garlic, tomato puree, flour, fish stock, white wine, bay leaf, cream, lump crab, and parsley. Now you can leave us a voice message like Angel just did and earn yourself some extra raffle entries, or you can respond on any social media website you see this post on. Be sure to play along, guys, because you could be a fun Free Friday positive winner. We'll be right back. Me and my mama's soul food is now serving the Richmond, Virginia area. So if you would like some home cooked food that not only touches the belly but touches the soul, make sure you come on down and place your order for Me and My Mama's Soul Food. We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11:30 p.m. Make sure you come on down and get you some yummy, tasty
soul food without the kitchen mess. Are you a bridesmaid? Are you responsible for the bachelorette party or the bridal shower? Well, have no fear. The perfect gift baskets are here. With a bachelorette basket packed with the bridesmaid survival kit book, signature drink recipes, custom party games, 5 flasks, and a sample tray to get the party started, you can't go wrong. And with a bridal shower basket that is packed with a gift for the bride-to-be, custom bridal shower games, a sample tray to get your day started, as well as a bride-to-be sash. So be sure to stop by ZykeaMcCoy.com to grab your gift baskets today.
Welcome back, guys. Now, it is WCW. Yes, that is right. It is Weekend Wednesday. And here at Cooking with Positivity, we like to focus on spreading not only positivity, but the wealth. So, this Wednesday, our Weekend Wednesday, is We Can Earn Together. Now, in the description for this episode, I will share my SoFi link so you can get a $25 bonus for signing up for checking and savings. You'll get 1.80% applied, and you'll pay no account fees. And you can get up to $300 when you set up your direct deposit. All you have to do is click my link and start earning today. It is super easy. It is super fun. And all you have to do is refer your friends and invest in your future. And this has been our WCW. We'll be right back. Do you enjoy fun games, musical vibes, learning about your zodiac, and more, and free prizes? Well, look no further than Fun Free Friday right here at Cooking with Positivity. We have everything you need to have a fun, free Friday. So make sure you join us. And who knows, you may be one of our Fun Free Friday positive raffle winners. But you won't know unless you tune in Friday right here at Cooking with Positivity. What's going on, CWP family? Do you want to stay caught up with everything CWP? Or you just would like every episode emailed right to you? Go hit us up at our website, cookingwithpositivity.wordpress.com. Do you want to rock some CWP swag? Make sure you go to our Facebook page and hit up our shop. We have t-shirts, hoodies. We even got swag for your living room, from pillows to blankets. We got your morning swag with our mugs. So make sure you hit us up and get you some CWP merch today. Welcome back, guys. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Be sure to share. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for Throwback Thursday. And until then, guys, I hope everybody has a great and positive rest of their day and a great and positive rest of your week.